Welcome to episode 172 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. So today is day 3 of 75 hard, and I like to call this an active rest day. It's Sunday, and tomorrow is the start of a new week, and I like to take Sundays as an active rest day where I do a walk, and then I do yoga for my second workout. So I can get a little bit of rest rather than just pounding my body 7 days a week. So this is more of a low-key, like I said, an active rest day. But there's something I wanted to touch on really quickly about taking a active rest day. It's important for me, because I know my body, to have one day where it's more low impact, because I want to give my body an extra day to recover from working so hard. And that allows me to also just, you know, give my muscles that extra time to recuperate, because it's a long haul, 75 days. And if you keep on pounding your body every single day, like I know my body can't take it. So 6 days of working hard and then our active rest day is ideal for me, because I've worked through muscle aches. But I don't want to get over to that point of muscle pain. And to me, there's a huge difference. And hopefully you guys know the difference for yourselves. Because muscle aches, that's usually, you know, after you work out like a day later, you have the, you know, your muscles are recuperating and they're recovering. And you go through that pain because you've really pushed those muscles the previous day. And sometimes that muscle ache lasts for one day. Sometimes it lasts for 2 days. It depends on how far you've pushed your muscles. Especially if you're like bodybuilding, if you're lifting heavy weights, oftentimes you are really straining your muscles tremendously with those heavier weights. But it also happens with people who like do lots of cardio, people who like run and stuff. You get injuries like shin splints or just muscle strains, muscle pulls, and you just have to know yourself and what that pain level is. Because I know people who don't know their levels of pain, and they rationalize to themselves, oh, I'll just work through it. And when that pain is actually something that relates to an injury that they've sustained. I know somebody who took a tumble and thought they just had a ankle sprain. Turns out, from what I heard, I knew it was a torn ligament or something, but this person thought it was just a sprain, like a really bad sprain. And I'm like, well, a really bad sprain, the degrees of spraining, that's probably a muscle tear or a ligament tear. And then when I saw photos of the bruising and whatnot, I was like, for sure, it's a ligament or a muscle, not just a little sprain that, you know, you can heal within like a week or two. This was something way more serious. And finally, this friend of mine went in to an actual doctor, and yes, it was a third degree tear of a ligament. So this person is in a boot now. I'm not sure if they are moving on to a cast to make sure that that ligament is totally immobilized so that it can heal. Not sure. But see, knowing your body and knowing that level of pain versus ache, it's really important for you to know, in my mind, because when you know it's past that point of being an ache and it goes into a level of pain, then you can take precautions. Then you can see a doctor if needed. Then you can address it before it makes it worse. So I hope you guys take the time to, like, you know, listen to your body as you're working through your new goals, your fitness goals for 2021, and understand that your body does go through aches, but know when it borders over to that level of pain where you should take an extra rest day, or you should be icing it, or you should be seeing a doctor to get it checked out. Okay, guys, I just don't want you guys to have unnecessary residual effects from an injury that could have been resolved, and so that you won't have any lingering issues. Because if you don't get it, if you do have an injury and you don't get it addressed, you might exacerbate the situation and make it worse, and then just it doubles the time or triples the time of your healing. Okay, so just something to think about, and just listen to your body, and it'll treat you right if you listen to it, that is. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I'll catch you on tomorrow's podcast.